Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The microphone.
7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Frank, thanks for hanging out with us. We got our good friend Walter Kieschel, the third here. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy. TheLordsOfStrategy.com is the website. Check that out. And Walter has done research and reporting on holiday parties, how to give one, how to conduct one without being a disaster. And we've talked about some of the things you need to do. Walter, before we get into the touchy subject, what's your last thoughts on this?
Well, just have a holiday party, put a lot of thought into it, have a good host, and use it as an occasion to build morale and to thank people for all they've done during the course of the year.
I agree with that. Do you think, are they going to work? I saw one the other day where they announced that they're going to have the party, but there's no alcohol.
I think that's kind of a pretty dull party.
But how do we balance things? You know, wherever there's a potential for excess, there will be excess, right?
Yes, that's true. But you can put guardrails around it to some extent, or you can watch how much you're serving, or you can what kind of alcohol you want to serve. Maybe not hard drinks, but just wine or beer. Even IBM, which was famous for a long time of not having any alcohol at social functions, changed that and began to serve what they called light alcoholic beverages,
right,
which was wine and beer. So,
right.
If they can find a way to do it, I suspect that other companies and businesses can.
So what is your research showing with all of the sexual harassment, sexual assault things that are going on right now? The thing, it's just sweeping the country almost right now.
Yes.
It's in the news. It's taken down some great some legendary people that were not so legendary in their lecherous lives. And never thought I'd do that alliteration. But what do you think about how is that going to affect holiday parties this year, you think?
Well, I think it may have a dampening effect, and I think women have always had to be more careful at holiday parties. If a man gets drunk at a holiday party, everybody thinks, oh, well, that's just Fred having a good time. Woman gets drunk, dances with a vice president, everybody will say,
yep,
oh, she's having an affair with him, or she's
whatever,
eligible for something,
right,
trouble. So women are generally more circumspect, or need to be. I think we're going to see just more revelations over time. I think this is the tip of the iceberg, and also it's, you know, the disclosures now are about high-level executives, men in entertainment and other industries, but if somebody starts digging into, as some journalists have begun to do, sexual harassment in the fast food industry, sexual harassment in the retailing,
right,
industry.
Well, one of the things but back to the party thing, though, Walter, one of the things that I worry about, and there are women who are saying this too, is that this could be used in an inappropriate way. That the accusations can be weaponized, so to speak. That's the thing. Not to minimize what's happening to women. Nobody wants that. No question about that. But this article I think you read too, the Me Too pressure. That it could be used inappropriately, and this woman said is a clumsy comment worth taking a career down for, something like that, she said.
Well, that's true, but and it's a wake up call, all of this, for men to be very circumspect about what they say and how they say it, and I bet the instances, what was the movie with Michael Douglas and who was the woman who was accusing him of sexually harassing her? And those instances are going to be one to the 100 instances of genuine sexual harassment that journalists will be able to document.
Probably so. If you're planning a party, should you have should your committee have some kind of a strategy to our plans, maybe not necessarily be police, but almost.
The first thing you have to do is make sure that before that you have a clear company or firm-wide policy in place that people are aware of, And this is before the holiday party. It's not a bad time to reiterate what those rules are.
Yep.
We don't talk about tease about this. We don't tease about that. We don't
tease
about this. Inappropriate touching is always or inoffensive is always is always wrong.
All right, so let me ask you a real quick question. Have you ever seen this much hugging between men and women in the last 20 years? We never did this 40 years ago. Now, every time you see a man and a woman get together professionally, they often hug. Is that going to stop?
No, I don't think it will. I mean, because people know how to hug. I mean, have you ever seen two men hug that don't pat each other in the back three or five times, something like that? And similarly, women know how to, you know, keep their faces away from the...
Continued. Hey, Walter, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
The Lords of Strategy. That's his book, folks. Check him out there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Hashtag God help us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.